We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. This is the 4th of July week as we celebrate in this great land. I am Bart Winkler. Paul Emig is here. And we're going to talk some NBA for you today, right after a quick thought. If you wonder, if you don't wonder, I got to get it out in the world. Yes, Greg Berhalter should be fired. He's already been fired. And then did you know about this, Paul? They fired him, then had a consulting firm try to figure out who the next coach should be.
No.
Which then landed on Greg Berhalter.
Oh, my. And they... What, rehired him or just never officially fired him?
They rehired him.
Did he get his back pay, like his severance pay, and then get his new, like, does he double dip like Budenholzer in Phoenix?
I'm not quite sure. His brother, Jay Berhalter,
okay,
is second in command, though, of the U.S. soccer operation. So
his brother would have to probably...
So everyone crying nepotism over Bronny James, man. I got one better for you.
He today inked his guaranteed multi-year deal with the Lakers, which is, as NBA fans know, not a common practice among second round picks.
Oh, he did? They guaranteed the whole thing?
They sure did.
What is it, 4 years?
They didn't. I haven't seen the years yet. A multi-year guaranteed rookie contract.
So I think you get the two and then the two.
You can do the 2+2. Like you can do it the exact same as a first round pick contract if you want. There's a lot fewer parameters than first round picks. But yeah, of course. I mean, oh, like Bronny got it guaranteed. Like, yeah, no shit.
Well, speaking of rookies, the Bucks introduced theirs on Tuesday. AJ Johnson and Tyler Smith. And there's a lot of people that are great. It's excited to see these guys. Okay, we've been through this routine before. A couple of guys that John Horst selects, and then we'll see what they do. We get excited about them, you know, Marjan or DJ Wilson or whoever. And then there's varying results. Maybe they play a little bit. Maybe they have the AJ Jackson game or Andre Jackson game. See, it's going to be very confusing.
Ajax.
Ajax, A. Johnson. AJ Green.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there was a more of a, it wasn't about the rookies. It was about what is John Horst going to say about this team? Cause outside of DeLon Wright, they haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And they really don't have a lot of room to do anything. I think they have a veteran minimum left where they can offer a guy like $2 million. So,
well, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, depends on the years of service. Like DeLon Wright's was $3 million.
Sure.
But it only counts for $2 million. I don't know if you care about those rules.
Yes, and also no, and then a thirdly no.
That's what I thought.
But so the avenue to get this team to be, I don't even know if better is the word, but different,
yeah,
is trades. And Horst was quoted today as saying, we've got six returning core guys that we know are ready now to compete at a high level, take it to where we want to go. We have three returning young vets that contributed last year, should take another jump in Marjan, AJ, and Andre. That's the end of the quote. So with the six returning guys, that would be Giannis and Dame and Mid and Brooke and Pat and Bobby. And I think people are reading strongly into that as if John Horst has never lied before. Remember, I asked him about Brandon Jennings if he was coming back to the herd.
I remember. No, you said, well, you said coming back. How did he, was he?
I said, will Brandon Jennings be a Buck today or something?
And then he was not yet signed to the club. And then like minutes later,
the Buck signed him to the herd.
But it was to the herd. And so Horst didn't lie.
Didn't lie. Got me though. So there's this Bucks team, which just as my feeling about where they're at, I think that we have not seen anywhere near Giannis and Dame.
Right.
And I do have the optimism about that. Middleton was great in the playoffs, especially the game they lost in overtime. I don't know that he's trajecting upwards. Just feels like we've seen the best of Middleton.
Yeah.
And Brooke and maybe Bobby and Pat. And if that's the case, another year of all these guys, it almost seems like for this Bucks team to be good, they're really banking on guys, young guys who they've sort of as an organization ignored for years. And now they're going to have Doc Rivers be the one to bring along Marjon Beauchamp and AJ Green, Andre Jackson, and these two draft picks. Right now, the Celtics obviously are the best team in the East. I think the Knicks have put themselves right there.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Sixers, it just feels like I'm watching a rerun where it's like, I think a comparison I used on Monday was, you know, like sometimes in a sequel, they can't get the original actor.
Iron Man with, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that. Okay, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul George is Don Cheadle.
Mm-hmm.
If Jimmy Butler and also James Harden were Terrence Howard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's different, but the character's the same. Like, mm-hmm. Now Tyrese Maxey's continuing to get better. So where I'm at right now is the Celtics are just good. So I hate it.
Yeah.
The Knicks certainly got better.
Yeah.
The Sixers have the illusion of getting better, but they've still never gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I'm not sure that the Bucks have. So now for a Bucks fan, I'm relying on the three young guys and Dame and Giannis being what we thought Dame and Giannis was mm-hmm. when he was traded back last September.
Yeah, it's a good summary. It's if Paul George wasn't 34.
If they got the 29-year-old Paul George that the Clippers traded for, that's one thing.
Yeah, and I think something that's I found very funny over the past 48 hours is the Paul George stuff. And Paul George is really good. I don't know if you touched on it last night about just how much of a failure the Kawhi-Paul George thing was and how the Oklahoma City Thunder are the Oklahoma City Thunder now because of that trade to get rid of Paul George.
They and lost the short. They lost just SGA for Paul George. They lost the trade.
They lost the trade just and you know, I know there's like, yeah, but Kawhi wasn't going to sign there without Paul George. So you have to look at fine.
They didn't do anything.
It still failed. Like it was a huge failure.
And there's still picks they haven't made yet.
I know.
They've got picks in 25 and 26.
By the way, if Bucks fans, side note, think that it's hard having three AJ type names, at least we don't have two Jalen Williams. Okay. J Dub or whatever, J Will. But what I was saying is what's funny is all of this, like, wow, Paul George is really good, who's a year older than Damian Lillard, who everyone is saying he's so old. So Lillard is a year younger than Paul George, but yet, and this is kind of your thing, like if Lillard was a Celtic, and then if you flipped the rosters, which I still agree with, that it's just the perception thing for whatever reason. But Paul George is very good. The Sixers got better. They replaced Tobias Harris with Paul George. It's a good upgrade. But kind of like no matter what the Bucks do, like if we're talking and they make a Brook Lopez trade, the Sixers will go as far as what Embiid's body and health will allow. If the Bucks are healthy in the playoffs, like there's nothing that I think can Nothing will matter more, right? So like when you and I do our dress rehearsals, when the Bucks do their, what do you call them? Like their pre-Broadway engagements.
Yeah. The playoffs of the Broadway show.
Between October and April. Mm-hmm. Like as long as Giannis did not get hurt that night, the grade for the game should be an A+. Like, oh good, Giannis is healthy going into the playoffs. They aced their pre-Broadway engagement out of town. Like that's what it is. And it's the same thing for Philly. So they got better, but I don't know. They're still not Boston. Neither are the Bucks. But who was it? Tim Bontemps, who I almost never agree with. I think Tim Bontemps and I, who's, you know, a very good NBA reporter.
Like me and Kevin O'Connor.
Yeah. But I actually kind of, I like Kevin more, much more so. But I never agree with Tim Bontemps. And he was like, oh, this is the unquestioned in Philly best big three in basketball.
What?
You didn't hear this? Unquestioned.
Well, then Maxie's doing a lot of the work there.
Maxie's awesome. And I know you and I agree on that. I know. When he was having that playoff run pretty much single-handedly with hobbled Joel Embiid and 0 point Tobias Harris, he's awesome. But, man, that – again, Paul George is 34. Like, at least when the Clippers traded all that for him, he was 29, and you were getting Kawhi with the deal. So Sixers got better. Is it enough to roster-wise have me think of them more than I think of the Knicks, more than I think highly of the Bucks? No, but they're a lot closer.
Well, I think the Sixers, if you're a Sixers fan, you feel like you're better than the Knicks.
But because it's new. It's like it's a new...
Right. And so maybe that's for the same reason that if you're a Bucks fan, I don't know that we're better than the Knicks.
I don't think, I think, the like I said, we talked, I think me and you and Grant talked about this a little bit, but I would, I was about to make a comment that I was maybe going to regret.
The Bucks can't beat any of these teams, and right. Not that they don't have the best player on the floor, and not that Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo could be the greatest pairing of two basketball players that ever exist.
Yeah.
I mean, that could happen. But Bart, until it does.
Bart, a trade just broke. There's news.
Okay, what?
The Milwaukee Bucks have just traded.
Yeah, Paul.
Their entire roster to the New York Knicks in exchange for their entire roster. This is a good deal for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
No, Knicks are unquestioned the NBA favorites.
Wait, what?
Oh, you're saying Giannis and Dame were in New York?
Well, I see what you're saying. I see what you're doing.
Come on.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
If Giannis and Dame were in New York and we had the Villanova guys, they'd be like, what is Milwaukee doing? Just because they played together in college? Yeah. What the hell? That's so dumb.
Yeah.
No, the Knicks have Giannis and Dame. It's going to be amazing. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Funny how that works.
Paul Emix here. We're into the Winklerverse. We are brought to you by... Oh, there's just Paul. I wanted just me. Yeah, okay. We are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART for every single order that you get. I was talking to a couple of buddies and they said, yeah, you know, you got to drive to Chicago or Michigan to get some of the stuff that'll relax you. And it's just, you do it maybe once a summer, but it's so tedious. I wish there was, a way that they could get some kind of that product here. They've got the THC products for you. They've got the things that you need, the CBD, CBN. It's at Happy Place Hemp. It's in Muskego. You can check it out by going there with extended hours. Check out their website for the holiday week. But also just go to happyplacehemp.com, type in the promo code BART. You get 25% off every time. Every time. They'll ship it to you for free in most cases. The seltzers get a few of them, I think 3 packs, and they'll take care of that for you. The seltzer's really good, especially in the summertime. Nice, refreshing drink. You are drinking seltzers anyway. Mix a THC one in there, or specifically just go with that. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Talking NBA free agency with Paul Imig. Roop! Here on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream and wherever you get into the Winklerverse, do like and subscribe. On Monday, it was a big free agency heavy show for my Infinity Sportsnet program, of which I was very tired. And also maybe in a holiday mode as I work Tuesday night and then we're sailing into the weekend.
Oh, is that right?
I need it.
Who's hosting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Sean Levine. Out of Kansas City.
Zach's brother.
Yeah. I think he says something like he's Sean Levine, the radio machine or something. It's I don't know. Whatever it was catchy. I was into it.
Should be Sean Levine, the human suplex machine.
It was good. Or your radio dream or something. He makes use of rhyming his last name. I can't really do that.
No.
Mark Winkler, your radio tinkler. They called me Stinkler.
Yep.
They called me Drinkler in college.
I wonder how that nickname came about.
Well, it's going to come about this weekend, maybe too. Popping the seltzers.
With all due respect to Sean Levine, I mean, I was born to host these draft night, free agent night, not draft night, but these free agent night shows. So if Sean happens to fall ill and InfinityNet doesn't mind me doing it from...
I should have just made you a co-host.
Yeah, there you go.
This should have just been the show.
This should have been. Just pre-record it.
God, instead of sitting there.
I don't know. Do you do notifications do you have a Shams, where it pops into your phone as a text message? Do you have a Shams notification, a Woj notification?
I'm in enough DM groups and group text where
someone
don't need to do that.
So my test is always when a name pops in. So you get the text and usually the tweet, the X, the post, it's too long to see ultimately what the name, in the case of this one. So I got one 20 minutes ago. It's like James Wiseman has agreed to a 2-year deal with this. And then you have to click on it to see who the team is.
Yeah.
And what's fun is that instant reaction of and then it either is either I'm I hope that this isn't, it's not going to click. It's going to say the Bucks, or it's and I have to admit probably very stupidly that when it said James Wiseman has agreed to sign with the ... I was like,
no, I would have been in.
Yeah. That would have been fun.
I mean, they can't pay him, but.
But I mean, I don't know what they have not announced the dollars associated with his deal with the Pacers. But I was
am I wrong to? Because we were just talking about the top four teams in the East.
Yeah,
to not include the Pacers?
You are not wrong to include the Pacers for the same reason that you would not have been wrong to include the Hawks.
I really think it's the same thing.
Are you saying with the Hawks comparison?
Yeah,
it totally is. Yeah.
And even the Mavs this year, and we'll talk about that, but I don't expect them to get back.
Well, let's talk about the Mavs, because what I really want to do is talk about the Nuggets. So when I was – but it connects.
Okay.
For back-to-back off seasons, the Nuggets lose a significant contributor.
Yeah.
When you lose Bruce Brown and you say, okay, Christian Brown's going to step up, and then you lose Caldwell Pope and you say, well – someone's going to step up.
Peyton Watson?
Right. If that's...
And these guys are kids, dude. Braun's 21 and Watson's 19.
Yeah. And that's fine. And maybe they're going to... reportedly, Jokic really wants Russell Westbrook. I don't know if I understand why, but he does. And Westbrook is only
a... Oh, no. I got the ages wrong. Sorry.
Christian Brown's what?
Those were the ages at signing for some reason. That's what's showing on my website.
Christian Brown's what, 24, 25?
Yeah, they're in their 20s.
Yeah. But regardless, so, I mean, Jokic apparently wants to get Westbrook on the team. So I was of the opinion during the NBA.
Oh, I didn't see that.
What's that?
He wants Westbrook?
Yeah. Like, in between his horse riding
Jokic sessions. Gave an opinion?
I know. Isn't that interesting? But I think the Nuggets were the only team. I think myself, like you, like many Bucks fans, the goal of these past playoffs, once the Bucks were eliminated, was like, let's have the Celtics not win. And I thought the only team who could have done that was Denver.
Yeah.
That was the team who, if Boston wasn't going to win the finals, I would have preferred to have watched the series against Minnesota, against Boston, but Boston, I think, would have trounced Minnesota. I think that obviously ended up happening with Dallas. But Denver, I don't think – so this is that – when you talk about a window, and we've talked about Bucks windows, like if you stack up a big four, and I said this on the pod before, Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and Aaron Gordon is an – like I don't think you can construct – I know Boston is a great roster, but one through four, that is amazing. But I don't think you can recover from back-to-back off seasons of – Bruce Brown, who I really like, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who is really good. I think that window is definitely not closed because Jokic is the best player in the world. I still maintain that to be true. But that depth is really, really in question.
Well, then they're like us.
That's what I say. So I think now, so the Nuggets, if all of a sudden it's like, okay, like you really should have not bowed out the way you did in these past playoffs because your roster is worse again than what it was when you won the whole thing. And now you take another step back. In July here, I would pick the Nuggets to win a series against Dallas at full health, both teams. But it wasn't like Dallas just added Klay Thompson. They got Quentin Grimes, who I certainly like more than Tim Hardaway Jr. They lost Derek Jones Jr., but they got Najee Marshall. They're not as good as Boston. Dallas isn't, but in terms of winning the West, I don't know. So I don't know if you've touched on Denver at all, but I think that they're experiencing now what the Bucks have been experiencing, which is you're going to get in a situation where you're like, okay, so what minimum guys do we sign? And this, I mean, I think it's the stupid thing that happened is Denver could have paid Caldwell Pope. They had bird rights. Now they would have had a tax bill the size of Golden State, the size of Boston. But once you lose Caldwell Pope, you can't. Okay, let's use that money on something else. We could really use a fill in the blank type of player. No, it's just gone.
Yeah, like our argument with Chris all the time.
Or even when the Bucks thought they had a deal, or fans thought the Bucks had a deal with PJ Tucker. And I'm not like here to advocate for PJ Tucker, but then you lost PJ Tucker for nothing. And then it was, yeah, but they got Grayson Allen in this other trade, and so they chose Grayson Allen over PJ. Fine. But you could have had both. And you said, well, there's financial implications, and not salary cap implications, just money out of the pockets of the ownership group implications.
Which one ended up dipping out anyway?
How much did you hit on that story last night? Boston and
I don't know how much.
Why is everyone like collectively yawning about that? Whatever, they're selling, they're good for them.
No, there's an interesting angle to it because you've seen the Matt, like Cuban sold, and he sold to a group that wants to get a casino attached to a stadium. Okay. Texas, and Boston could maybe do that. They don't own the TD Garden, so they don't make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they could get to a point where they build a new arena, not the Garden.
Oh, really?
And attach a casino to it,
huh?
In Massachusetts, that seems to be what a lot of the thinking is.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. It's not as sexy. Owners saying that they're going to sell doesn't play as well as owners that say they're not going to sell, that like need who, to sell.
Like who we talk, you're like Washington.
Like John Fisher and Dan Snyder. And
yeah, or like the Timberwolves situation, which is all strange.
Yeah. It just struck me here before we get into some of the other ones. We didn't really talk a lot about DeLon Wright. And I forgot it when I was mentioning the roster. I forgot about his place on it.
Yeah, but I mean, you traded DeLon Wright for Malik Beasley.
Yeah, and Wright played well when he was asked to for the Heat last year.
Yeah, I liked him.
But he didn't play a lot. He played He got traded from Washington. I mean, he's playing 18 minutes a night.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember back to that Heat series. I'll have to look it up. But again, if this is, in terms of the balance of power in the East, it's fair to say from an outsider's perspective, the Sixers add Paul George, the Knicks add Mikal Bridges, the Bucks add DeLon Wright. I get it. Like, I get why that is something that you'd say, well, that doesn't stack up. Which team got better? And I think all of that is fine. And we can talk about DeLon Wright. But like I was saying earlier with Paul George and Embiid, it's like if Dame comes back in shape, you know, just to kind of use his own words, and Giannis comes back, and like, I don't know if you saw this clip of him hitting free throw after free throw after free throw.
I did, in like with 8 seconds.
Yeah, like in a short time period of just like not spending all day at the line. Like if Giannis is the best he's ever been, and if Dame is as good as he's ever been, the Bucks are great. Like, yes, you shouldn't, if you're John Horst, you don't rest on that. And you don't say, well, I guess I throw my hands up and I just wait to see if Giannis and Dame are both 100% versions of themselves. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. Like, no, you should be trying to improve the roster. And DeLon Wright is a better fit next to Dame, just like Malik Beasley would have been a better fit next to Drew. Like, it just, the timing was poor, right? Because they had Beasley, who they thought, oh, good, someone who can shoot the ball and Drew can guard out there. But then you're stuck with Beasley and Lillard. So, like, it just, the timing was all bad. But yeah, I think DeLon Wright is a fine addition. He's obviously a better fit next to Damian Lillard than what Beasley was, even though that was obviously never the intention to have those guys team up. But yeah, I mean, this is DeLon Wright's first, second, third, fourth, fifth, ninth team. So, like, I'm cool to get excited about it, but you know, he's a 32-year-old guy who's been on 9 teams. So,
I saw a report too. Jabari Parker may have some interest.
Do you want to do this?
I want Jabari Parker back.
I'm not saying you don't. Yeah.
Do I want to do this?
Do you want
to
do this?
No. What I want to say is that if you have the chance, and I don't know this full situation, but if you have the chance to retire, just retire.
For Jabari?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You've lived a life. You've covered it all.
I would argue, though, this is the story he was born to tell.
But is there even a story? Or is there like, this is my last chance?
Yeah. Honestly, the problem with fulfilling your dream of having Jabari and Thon as like the last 2-3 guys added to the roster, as silly as that might be, and as half serious, I think, and half joking that you are about that, drafting 2 19-year-olds and pairing them on a roster that already has Beauchamp and Ajax and AJ Green and Livingston is like, there's no spots for like the Jabaris, because you have 6 ultra young guys on rookie contracts. You signed DeLon Wright. You have your core 6, even if like 2 of those guys from that core 6, let's say Pat and Brooke, are traded, there's no flyers really for Jabari. There's no flyer for really anyone, because you've put, and I'm not saying it's the wrong strategy, by the way. I would much rather the Bucks use one of their 15 roster spots on 19-year-old AJ Johnson than on Jabari Parker. Like,
it would be a
more fun story if it was Jabari. But in terms of the future of this franchise, I'm glad that they're devoting, if it was like, all right, let's flip a coin, if Jabari's on the heads and AJ Johnson's on the tails, like they correctly chose tails. But what were you saying? Go ahead.
No, I interrupted you. I was asked a question about, are we all freaking out because this window looks like, are they really going to win here? Or is this a Bucks team that is building for 26-27? Is this a Bucks team that, I'll pull up the Spo track here. is this a Bucks team that is building for the Giannis era after this era ends, which makes you have to assume, okay, is, you know, Giannis still going to be here? I don't know that there's any indication he's ever given us that he wouldn't. And if you look at this, you kind of have to squint with your on the Dan Shaney YouTube, but you've got Giannis, who is under contract through 26-27 with an option in 27-28. Lillard would have to go into his option in 26-27. But Middleton's off. Bobby's off. Connaughton's off. You could still get Beauchamp. You can have these young guys. So maybe they're partially building towards some sort of team to compete. Yeah, if you can compete now in the next couple of years, I'm not saying that, but is John Horst thinking about now, but also thinking about the future in the same way? And if I'm John Horst, you know, I don't know if I'm still going to be here, but if I'm John Horst, I keep talking about, man, people keep wanting me to get Giannis re-signed, and I keep getting Giannis re-signed. So if I'm here, there's no situation where I won't be able to re-sign him. I'll be able to bring him back without issue. So then I volley the question to you, Paul. Is there some sort of way where you think Horst in this, like his mindset is now, we are trying to win now, yeah. But also, I'm also planning for after these contracts that everyone wants me to move that I just flat out cannot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also trying to be good then instead of just having Giannis and fading into obscurity. Not that he's got the right guys, but, you know, you're seeing what's happened with the Warriors.
Yeah.
They're not going to win a title without Klay. They weren't going to win one with Klay.
Well,
but
I feel like what you're describing though is a little bit of what you saw firsthand, which was the varsity and the JV thing at the same time.
Yeah.
And the Bucks have six guys on JV right now, two of which AJ Green and Ajax, who could very much be part of the varsity roster, you know, get regular playing time. But that's a big percent of an only 15-man roster.
And you need a lot of these guys to hit, and it's not like we have number two, you know, overall draft picks in the bunch. I mean, we're banking on guy wearing number 77.
See, like when I'm a multi-years in the future planning type of guy, bit of a robot, admittedly. Like one of the things that I think about is as I see these franchises either completely hit it out of the park, like the Oklahoma City Thunder, or you see some of the faltering that a lot of these teams do where they end up, I mean, the Warriors turned their situation of, you know, Jordan Poole and Chris Paul and Klay Thompson into 2 second round picks. You know, like they turned down a chance reportedly of getting Kuminga, Moody, and two firsts in order to do the Paul George trade because the Clippers said, no, we'd rather not have him go to Golden State. Yeah. And I'm not saying that that's the Warriors' fault, but then they end up waiving Chris Paul for nothing. And so I start thinking, hopefully, deep, deep, deep into the future. And I mean, if the time ever comes where the Bucks have Giannis as their best player, Brooke is retired, Chris is retired, Lillard is retired, Pat, Bobby, they're gone or retired.
So it's just Giannis.
So just Giannis, and then it's like, I don't know, Beauchamp, Andre Jackson Jr., AJ Green, and like whoever else they've added on the...
Well, they'd have cap room at this point.
Then they'd have cap room, and then maybe you get your own 34-year-old version of Paul George, right? Like, whatever, these things can happen. But if that ends up being the case, and you're just like scratching to be the sixth best team in your conference, I know it's kind of dark, but like, I want Giannis to retire a Buck, but if forced between like hanging on and hanging on and hanging on and just... Basically, like what the Clippers are doing, like where they re-sign James Harden and Kawhi, and but now you're like, oh, like I guess we're gonna replace Paul George with Derek Jones Jr., who's a fine player, and but I don't know. Like
I have this guy that calls in to tell me the Warriors should trade Steph Curry, and then a bunch of other callers call in and yell at him. But
see, like I'm
not gonna win.
I wouldn't want the nostalgia. If as a Warriors fan, I wouldn't want to be like, well, I can completely reset the franchise, or I can cling to dear life for the play-in, which is what the Warriors are doing. So
I think they should have kept, like, I think they should have worked it out.
Yeah.
You've got, I was very much against what the Lakers did that Kobe year.
Yes. Yeah.
They won 15 games and they just gave him a year, but he won 5 titles with them.
Right.
And we're trying to think of other examples, and Derek Jeter had won 5 titles and they just kept on to him forever.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bucks had won 4 titles with Middleton and Giannis and Drew,
just run it into the ground.
Just, I mean, 4 titles, you guys. 4 titles. And now it's got to end badly between Klay and the Warriors. And I know they paid him a bunch of money when he wasn't playing. And they, you know, gave him deals. But I saw one report that Klay was telling Steph, don't use your influence.
Mm-hmm.
If they want me, they want me.
Yep.
And so he must have felt like they didn't want him. And clearly they didn't. I mean, Bob Myers knew this was coming. Everyone knew that. Yeah. Everyone says that, like, they're like, do you think that's why Bob Myers? Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
Don't think I've sworn yet in this one.
Mm, I hit one earlier, an SH one, but yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Nah, that don't matter. I don't know.
I do think it's fair, though. Oops. So, like, the I saw your friend Kevin O'Connor. I saw his Ringer piece earlier today. And, like, I do think it's fair when the national perspective of where the Bucks are at, and here's the exact headline from KOC's piece: "The Milwaukee Bucks are confusing me." That's totally fair. Like, I know we can be all.
What's confusing about it? They're stuck.
No, I think the confusing thing is that they drafted how they did yet again, when you could have had Ryan Dunn, you could have had Tyler Kolek, there would have been guys who said, hey, you know what? I know Doc Rivers doesn't traditionally play rookies. I know they don't have this high of upside in theory as AJ Johnson or Tyler Smith, but they're ready to at least be given a chance to try to earn minutes. So I think the confusing part is that the Bucks are repeating the failed experiment of the Warriors, which is varsity and JV, albeit with a far worse JV team. Like, the Warriors' JV, yes, Wiseman has failed, but Kuminga and Moody and now Pajemski, and it's like, their JV team kicks ass, or at least kicked ass in past tense. And, I mean, the Bucks' JV compared to that, and again, the Bucks' varsity team has won 1 title. The Warriors' varsity team won 4 titles. So, I don't know, I guess I just start to think about, like, as the Bucks have no control of their future first-round picks, of the ones that they can actively do anything about. And I think what's confusing, I mean, we live and breathe the Bucks, so we get to kind of see it. I think what's always funny, too, is, like, Bucks fans are defensive to the national media about, like, But then in our own universe, everyone's like, Horst is, what is he doing? What is he doing? But he's our reason to be questioned. He's not, you're not allowed.
Right.
Which is, you know, the typical thing that happens. But, and then the second KLC point in his article was Brook Lopez is twisting in the wind. And he goes into detail about, you know, and again, take John Horst's comments today in the same vein as what you did when John told Bart that Brandon Jennings will not be part of the Bucks at all. Again, much less later that morning. It means nothing. They're clearly still fielding offers. But it's not like, I mean, even if you're like, oh, yeah, but Andre Drummond is still out there. He's not. Like, there's and even if you did, like, Brook Lopez has a very unique skill set in terms of, like.
Yeah, that's why I was pumped about Wiseman.
Yeah, even if it's just, like, the idea of James Wiseman. And by the way, speaking of the varsity and JV, I mean, what would have been the case if they had drafted LaMelo instead?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have, where would they be? Yeah, and I know he's always injured, and he's certainly an unfocused individual, but if he was on Golden State competing for championships, and as opposed to, like, the worst franchise in the league in Charlotte, like, that, he could be a totally different player, a totally different person. But I think the reason we could have almost waited to do this, do you think, okay, how about this? I'll you. It hasn't happened yet, but the Bucks are going to trade Brooke Lopez.
I don't think any of these people are getting moved. I don't think so.
No, you don't. So you think Horst is okay? Good.
Mm-hmm. Like if he gets traded, I'll pop on the internet again. Jeez. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I think this is our team.
See, that's where I'm at too. I mean, that's why it's like, okay, well, do you wait to do this NBA thing, this NBA discussion until the Bucks make their big trade? First off, their big trade didn't happen until September of this past season, right?
Yeah, I don't see that.
Was it even October?
I don't see. I mean, who's that going to be this time? Donovan Mitchell re-up today.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, and like I see some people getting excited about the Lakers are interested in Brooke. And then I see some things where it's like, in exchange, the Bucks got Jared Vanderbilt and Rui Hachimura. I mean,
the thing about our guys is
they're good players, Vanderbilt and Rui are, but like that's what you're, I mean, don't trade Brooke to trade Brooke, right?
Well, I think that's what we want to do, even though, but then we've also been like, got to trade Pat, got to trade Bobby.
I'm more okay with the reshuffling of the Bobby and Pat deck chairs, but Brooke is a very unique deck chair.
But it's like putting something in the bin to take the goodwill and then trying to also sell it.
For sure.
It's like, if you're putting it in a pile that you're going to donate it, you understand that it doesn't have a lot of value for you to try to make a sale.
Sure.
It might have value for you to take to a place, which then helps, and then someone gets a nice thing for affordable price. But you're not. You can't recognize that something is no longer valuable to you and think it's going to be intrinsically valuable to others.
I know what you're saying, and I agree. I mean, but the other thing that should be mentioned with the Bucks specifically is we talked about the Denver Nuggets window. Chris Middleton has a player option next offseason.
Right.
Brooke Lopez is expiring. So, yeah, they're drafting all these young guys, but you talk about, like, future roster construction. In the 25-26 season, so essentially a year from now, Giannis and Dame are making the exact same amount of money, $54.126380. In other words, combined, they're making $108 million, at which Middleton could opt out of his player option. They've figured out in the past. They could figure it out again. That's possible. But Brooke is gone. Bobby has a player option. Pat has a player option. And then the rest of the roster are the guys, the quote-unquote JV.
These player options. Horst always gives the player option, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you did
Bobby and Pat didn't have a player option. They both, I mean, that it changed everything.
I know. And it's like, okay, but that means you can at least extend them. Yeah, but do you want to extend them?
No, he won't. You need expiring deals to move guys.
But you, I mean, and that's the problem is like you don't.
Because he doesn't let it happen.
Right. So you're just kind of you're stuck.
He's not that good of a GM, dude.
So I almost had this as like my
was that why he got hired? He got hired to keep Giannis here. That was his job. He did it.
I mean, and mission accomplished, right? So you often talk about, or in the past at least, how your Madden work has prepped you to be an 8-9, 9-8 NFL coach.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to undersell John Horst's value or overinflate my own ego, but I'm pretty confident the Bucks would be in the same place with the same number of championships if I had been given that job, like given what I was handed, which is Giannis and Chris and like
people act about these GMs like there's some guys that magically fell out of the sky or they were grown in this GM land. I mean, before John Horst was John Horst, he was just a Paul Imig out there in the world.
And do people? I honestly, I know you have like the people forget joke, but do people forget how John Horst got this job?
Yeah, was he a video guy? He's an intern.
But more than that, it's because the new Bucks ownership group couldn't decide if Justin Zanuck was their guy or not.
Zanuck.
And then they said, like, remember they had like the three prongs of like the triangle and it's like, oh, well, all three of us have to agree, but they couldn't agree on Zanuck. But they had already brought him in to be like the associate GM. And then just like, I don't know, let's give it to the fucking kid. And when Horst was in the early stages of his role, he was by far the lowest paid general manager in sports.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'll take $400,000 a year. There was 500 or something in that range. And now he's making a lot more, Horst is. And he's wanted. Like, the Detroit Pistons wanted to give this guy Trajan Langdon's job. The Bucks didn't allow it. I'm not trying to discredit him at all. But if you handed me Giannis and Chris and some parts, I don't know. I think you could competently put together enough that if you got it all right.
Are you sure? Are you sure you could do it? Nah, you would be trying to win championships in 2030.
I would have traded Brooke and Chris by now, for sure.
You would have more future picks than the Thunder do.
My JV team would be plentiful.
You would own the entire 31 draft somehow.
But I really honestly would run my team very much like Sam Presti runs his teams. I would, like the Thunder GM. That's fair. But I would have get that. I think I could get that one championship before I did that.
Well, with that, yeah, I don't discredit you. I'm not going to argue.
So wait, I'm not trying to like anoint myself as the David Shepard of like taking the Lakers job, because you know what? I once really managed a good NBA 2K roster. I was really good. But all jokes aside, like
I'd be a bad football coach, just time management wise, I'm better than these people.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But the Bucks do have the window is not pretend. There's all these reports, like in terms for the Bucks, the Rockets reportedly told Brook Lopez last offseason when they were courting him, hey, you know, the Bucks are good. Yeah, they might give you this 2-year and $50 million deal, but they're going to probably trade you next offseason when you're expiring. And, you know, credit to Brook, thankfully, because if Brook walked again, much like Caldwell Pope in Denver.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is their expiring deal. Yeah,
that is. That's the only one they have. So while Brook is really tough to replace, and you shouldn't trade Brook to trade Brook, you have to shuffle things around to not make this a team that's Giannis and Dame making $109 million next year with three expirings, Chris, Pat, I mean, not expirings, three player options, Chris, Bobby, and Pat, with now Brooke Lopez is gone. And yeah, you have the rights to retain Brooke, but how many more times are you going to extend mid to late?
Oh, all these guys, when they're done, I think they're done when they're done. I think Chris is done when he's done. I think Brooke's done when he's done. They're not bringing him back.
So then you've committed 75% of your cap to two players, and you have AJ Green, Marjon Beauchamp, Andre Jackson Jr., Chris Livingston, Tyler Smith. I hope that they're not done shopping, or at least listening, because they are in a really, really. You know what? Maybe this would be a good topic for you at some point at a national
level. I've said they're like the Suns. The Suns and them are both in a, they're stuck.
Well, the topic I was thinking was like, who has the tightest, smallest window in the NBA to like, you have, if you screw this up this year, it's over. You have 2 years and then it's over. This, I think the Suns, like the Bucks, I think this year is
it. The Bucks need to create a sense of urgency, because this is it. You're not going to have a team in 3 years that still has all these guys.
You're not going to have a team next
year. This is Brooks' last season as a Buck.
Yeah. And again, you will not, let's say Brook leaves in free agency a year from now and takes a 1-year deal with Houston a year from now. They're not going to have cap space to, okay, yeah, but they can, that, then they'll just be a, like, whoever the new Isaiah Hartenstein is. No, like, you won't have any room to do anything. So if you're going to prepare for that loss, and if your 2024, 2025 team doesn't get markedly worse in the meantime, do you have to consider the Jared Vanderbilt, Rui Hachimura thing? You know, I don't know.
Well, you trading Dame at some point?
It depends, but... Yeah,
I mean, where they're at now, they're in a position where they have to go with what they've got,
including Brooke.
I don't think they get better with a Brooke trade.
I don't see, and that's the thing. I don't either. It's like you'd be extending the window.
But I think everybody would be excited about a Brooke trade, even if it was that trade, because it'd be new.
It would be new, but also you could then say you have two competent pieces. In this case, let's just, you know, Rui and Jared Vanderbilt. Neither of which individually is as good, but at least you now expanded your depth by one guy. But then who does go up against Embiid? Who does go up? And it's like, okay, fine. What about the other 26 teams who don't have dominant centers? Just kind of, then you're just kind of saying, well, what's the luck of our draw in the playoffs? Like, what seed do we need to be? What, who do you have to avoid in the playoffs? I don't know.
And I realized I enjoy like these kind of conversations about Middleton. I don't like talking about Brooke. I don't know why.
Is it because he's a Disney adult?
It has to be. You sickos. Where do you think DeRozan signs? Now he's saying 1 year deal.
Then that would, he's an LA guy.
But no one's got room.
Well, LeBron hasn't officially signed his thing yet.
Oh, that's true.
So he can still make that exception where he's like,
how much does DeRozan need to make for 1 year?
I think, if he was to truly, truly max out his value, he'd get in the 20s. I think if he goes to the Lakers, he'll get like 13 to 15 a year.
Yeah, I'm looking at Keith Smith had a max spending power tweet.
Okay.
Each team has.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers, I think there's a lot of teams that could offer maybe 12, or there's a few teams, but the Lakers would be the only one you'd consider out of that. Or Indiana, I don't know, probably not.
No.
Houston.
That would be interesting.
Orlando could give him up to 24, and Utah could give him up to 38.
He's not going to Utah.
I'd live in Detroit, 26.
Even after Tobias?
Yeah, cap room. They still got room.
I bet DeRozan would go to the Lakers or the Clippers. The Clippers couldn't do it though, could they?
Clippers are vet men.
Well, they could, but I think DeRozan though, he can still be signed and traded.
Oh, sure.
So,
okay. Yeah. I'm just looking at free agent.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very confusing.
It is very confusing.
Very confusing sport. Well, thanks for joining me.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Unless you had anything else to get off your chest about. Oh God, I'm sure you have Chris Paul to the Spurs thoughts.
I don't. Hey, how about this though? Speaking of the Spurs, maybe we'll end on this. The Spurs also reportedly have Brook Lopez interest.
Is there who are we getting back? Mamu?
Keldon Johnson.
Well, then who's our center?
I don't know. The whole problem with this whole thing, the Rui and Jared Vanderbilt thing, who's the center? I don't know. I guess you could get...
Unless we sign Daniel Tice.
I mean, he's your third string big. Like, if he's your starting center.
Could they give us Zach Collins?
I swear to you, I was about to say, like, they could maybe do, like, Collins plus Keldon for Brooke and Pat. Like, you could do that, I think. I think that's legal.
Well, then what are we doing?
Well, you're getting younger, though. Like... I mean, that's kind of the question is how all in are you? Because if you were all in for this year,
Keldon is an Olympian. I don't know. I wouldn't, you know.
And he had a big step back this past season. He's whatever the opposite of improving is, deproving.
But also
you're stuck on a really weird Spurs team where they didn't have a point guard and where it's like him and Devin Vassell fighting for corner shots. Well, clearly the only thing anybody wants is to give Wemby the ball. And I'm keeping all my Keldon Johnson stock. So I would be pretty stoked about that, even though I fully acknowledge that like present day Keldon is not the same, but yeah, what do you got?
You know, you said acknowledge.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I gotcha.
So I acknowledged you.
I gotcha.
Well, I'll be on Infinity Sports Net on Tuesday night. And then I think I'm going to stay in bed Wednesday until I have to pick my kid up from daycare. I got a whole day off. I thought I would attack the world and get some stuff done around the house. I think I'm going to sleep. I need to sleep.
Yeah. Will you do me a favor? And what are you going to do Bartometer tonight? As like, because you're not going to be there.
No, I'm going to skip a week. Seth Partnow will be joining the show tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anchorage man.
Mm-hmm. To talk just anything NBA?
He joined me during COVID to break down COVID numbers. Remember that?
No, I don't think I do.
Yeah, we were statistically looking at COVID spread.
On your sports show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember COVID?
I remember when you had significant time dedicated to Tiger King.
No. Shut up. Oh, you didn't talk about Tiger King. Everyone else did. Mm. We did it as a joke then.
Maybe.
We were not the Tiger King.
You did do a lot of Last Dance documentary stuff. That you did.
Well, because we had Horvat.
And because you had nothing else to talk about. You had like MLB trying not to come back, sort of, kind of not trying to come back.
We had Get to Know Your Weatherman.
Meteorologist.
Tim. Post.
Yeah, just 2 minutes ago, Tim. You can just call it there, buddy.
I haven't had Tim on in a while. I should probably talk to Tim.
Is that why ratings are up?
Yeah.
Tim, cut the...
Tim, cut your own burn. Tim.
Bye, Bart.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye.
We'll be back with another episode. God only knows when.